Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the jury awarding a Chicago police whistleblower more than $4 million in a suit against the city. Were you surprised by the outcome of this?
I was, just because these cases are difficult to prove. You're going up against the Chicago Police Department, and you've got to prove that you disclosed information and you were punished for it. You were either fired or you were demoted or put into a different job description. And these cases are very difficult, and this is a very successful case. This woman was a police officer. She had information that was against what the police officers said happened on a crime scene. She brought it to the state's attorney's attention. The state's attorney, to its credit, opened up an investigation, and sure enough, the facts weren't the way the police officers said it was. She was demoted for it, and she got her back pay, she got front pay, she got punitive damages, and it was a nice payday for her. And, it sends a message, too, that you can't cover up these kinds of things, and you can't demote people who bring the truth to the attention of a police department.
I wonder if this Alex Jones defamation trial is going to eventually send a message as well. And it brings up an interesting question. When does a crazy rant become defamatory?
Right. Well, he went on, he talked about Sandy Hook, the whole school shooting thing being a hoax. And he kept saying it and saying it. And he didn't just say, I think it's a hoax. He purported to have facts. And of course, that can be defamatory because he was insinuating that the parents were making all this up. And that, and when you've got angry parents and grieving parents who are hearing someone saying that this is all a hoax, there's anger and then there are lawsuits. And frankly, if he did what he did, it seems like he did lie, he should pay for it. And so should the people who publish this stuff, because I think we have enough untrue news going on right now, right, that skews people's view of things. And I think that this lawsuit may send a message. I think you're right.
And they're just determining an amount of money here, aren't they?
Right. He didn't comply with the lawsuit. He didn't come to the table. He didn't produce documents. He just wasn't cooperating, which is never a good idea. So the judge entered what we call a default, meaning you're liable, buddy. And now the question for the jury is, how much are you liable for?
Let's talk about this lawsuit against Mars, the company that makes Skittles. Are they safe to eat? Well, what's the deal here?
I'm not going to belittle my Skittles. The allegation is that Skittles uses a known toxin, is what they're calling it, and it's a certain color additive, and it's like titanium dioxide, but it's used in everything, the sunscreen and paint and other foods. I mean, it's kind of an all-purpose additive. It is a legal substance, so the FDA has not banned it, but it has been banned in Europe. Now, Skittles did say they were going to phase it out many years ago, and they never did. So the question is, if it's approved by the FDA and they're still using it, how can you bring a lawsuit? I think they're going to have to prove that it really is toxic and that it causes damages and that they shouldn't be using it.
I still don't know whether it's safe to eat Skittles. I guess I have to continue to research that, huh?
You know what? It's not a fruit serving, Bob.
A court dismissed false advertising claims over those chocolate-dipped ice cream bars. What's going on with this lawsuit?
This is kind of an interesting suit because Costco is sued. It sells some kind of chocolate almond dip vanilla ice cream bar, and the plaintiffs alleged, well, this isn't chocolate. It's not even the cacao beans or whatever they use to make chocolate. It's a bunch of oil and chemicals. And the judge said, you know what? Any reasonable consumer will know that when they're buying a Costco ice cream bar, it's probably not pure chocolate, and that a reasonable consumer could not have been confused and deceived, and therefore the lawsuit was dismissed.
Yeah. Go to your favorite neighborhood real ice cream place for that. And finally, now this is interesting. A woman sued a guy for standing her up on a first date. what's the legal aspect of this?
I have one word, bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, she says that she was emotionally distressed because of this. But, Bob, to sue for emotional distress, it has to be outrageous and extreme conduct that causes, like, severe emotional distress. Like, we're talking about sending sex videos out or locking someone. I had a case where a restaurant owner locked someone in a cooler and threatened to sexually abuse her. Now, that's severe and outrageous conduct. Standing someone up is not. And this is a frivolous lawsuit. She filed it on her own. No lawyer would lend himself to this. And my guess is this lawsuit is going to be dismissed as quickly as it was filed.
Yeah, as quickly as the guy stood her up. It was a Michigan woman, and the lawsuit was for $10,000. These frivolous lawsuits, can't lawyers get in trouble if they want to handle a case like that?
They do get in trouble, and I have to tell you, there is this is this idea that their lawyers list file frivolous lawsuits, and generally they don't. I mean, there are such a, you know, I think some lawyers will file lawsuits that you think are frivolous, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to better the environment or better the drug laws, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to move the needle to make things safer. And we've had good class action lawsuits that have saved people, you know, safety belts and unsafe cars and asbestos and all those kinds of things. So lawyers really don't have an incentive, Bob, to bring frivolous lawsuits because they want to make money. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to be dismissed or negated by a jury, why would they bring it? So I think that's a fallacy that there are a lot of frivolous lawsuits out there.
Interesting stuff. More to come on the radio here Sunday afternoon. Karen Conti from 3 until 5 p.m. on WGN. Thank you very much, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.